Hello again. We're still here at the UX Australia conference. It's about 1 in the afternoon on day 2, and talking with another participant who's been wandering around the conference, has done an excellent session himself yesterday with the Magic Tube of Mystery that some of you will have seen some tweets about. Name, Twitter handle, and what's your favourite thing so far?
Okay, so it's Matt Morford here, and my Twitter handle is just Matt Morford, MattMorphett. And I've just sat through a session with, endured it, but I've just enjoyed a fantastic session by Lisa Herod, which was about the A380 aircraft and her efforts in designing the in-flight entertainment system. And for me, it was the highlight of the 2 days so far. I think I really love Lisa's really matter-of-fact approach to things, and the fact that they thought a little bit beyond just exactly the way that in-flight entertainment systems had been designed before. And I think they keyed off some, and it seems as though they didn't leverage directly, but they keyed off some of the principles that Alan Cooper used when he did a redesign of an in-flight entertainment system, where he thought about things as a linear progression of stuff rather than a deeply hierarchical menu. So it was interesting to see some of that kind of stuff, and it's a great vibe down here. There's a bunch of really nice people and a very friendly crowd, as we found out in our session yesterday.
You'll be back next year?
I'll definitely be back next year, and hopefully we'll be talking about the fruits of our efforts with a new blog, which you can find at...
Yes, give it the plug.
The plug for the blog is it's www.ixd101, and it's 101 things I learnt or should have learnt in interaction design school. So we've got some short, pithy, great learnings from the world of interaction design.
Cool. Thanks, Matt.
Great. Thanks, Dean.